listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Everything I do is turn them now. I'm gonna take my time. I'm a master it. You should be mindful of a mastermind. Put a landmine right where your mama live. Now blow up, hold up. I ain't seen your kind before. You see me as a dollar sign. Till I resign on your report, then I done you wrong and I'm in the know. My homie never a nigga right now. It's now or never, nigga. Right now I'm high as ever, but however. I know a lot of people that smile in my face, talk behind my back every time I'm gone. So when you call my number, I'll never pick up. I don't owe you shit, bitch. Leave me alone. I'm doing big. Suck my dick. I'm doing big. Suck my dick. Yeah, I'm doing big. Suck my dick. Yeah, I'm doing big. Suck my dick, too many niggas, and not enough hoes, and some of you niggas acting like hoes.
Like hoes, like hoes,
like hoes, like hoes, like hoes, like hoes.
Yes, that's my jam. You taking it back.
You're acting like a hoe. Anyway, what up, hoes?
Yes, we are. And hoets.
And hoets. We are in the house on a Tuesday night, right? Second day of the Crisis on Earth X crossover.
Which is flame emojis. It is greatness.
It's on fleek.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is the crossover that we've been wanting. And I know we probably talk about it and review it on the show, but I am really, really excited about what they're doing with all four shows, because they did crossovers in the past, but it's been some bullshit. This is like everybody established, we ain't introducing nobody, come on, let's go. And it has literally had more action in the first 2 hours than the whole hour and a half or however long the Justice League was.
That's what I'm talking about, you big old nerd.
I know, right? I tried to deny myself. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have a lot of stuff to get into today. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search the Blackout Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And an unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast is brought to you by listeners like you.
Yes.
No advertisers. Let's just get right into it. First thing I wanted to say, I had a couple random thoughts real quick.
Okay.
I can't believe I learned cursive in school just so FedEx can accept a haphazardly digitally drawn squiggly line made by my finger as a signature.
Come on, dog.
Do y'all teach the kids squiggly lines drawn with your fingers in schools now? Is that how you pass a class?
I don't even think they teach. I've heard they don't even teach cursive in school
anymore. I know, but what do they teach though? I'm saying, because they must teach them something. I mean,
typing, computer.
I'm sure once they use typing, they stop teaching penmanship. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm saying, are we now at squiggly line? Because is typing class just with your thumbs now? Because do you even really use the other digits that you got?
So we all sounded like doctors used to. Because you know what? I'm not trying to fun. When I was a kid, my cursive was clean, like really clean and really neat, like big and bold. I used to hate the way I wrote. But nobody ever had a problem reading what I wrote. And I used to be like, well, what the fuck? How do you know that the doctor even signed this? So now we all sign the signatures like doctors.
I mean, do you talk to Siri now in class? Is that a thing? Dictate to Siri.
Like,
how are y'all doing stuff?
It's all the computer's touchscreen, and the touchscreen, I'm not even gonna lie. I think it's a thing you just get so used to technology. I almost get mad when I sit in front of a computer now and it's not touch screen. I be touching the screen and be like, hey, why? Oh, it's not touch screen.
I know. First world problems, guys.
First world problems. I'm like, oh, y'all gonna make me use this goddamn mouse? What's wrong with you people?
Mm-hmm. Your filthy mouse. I gotta touch it with my hands.
Come on. People like to jack off on them and shit. No, thank you.
Let me touch this screen instead where people have jacked off on to touch it with their hands.
That's fine. It's better than the mouse any day. I can wipe the screen off.
Mm-hmm. What else was I gonna say? Oh, the other thing I was thinking about, too, was the Grammys dropped today, and you know how the Grammys are, the nominees, and it was all Cardi B and Jay-Z and you know, a lot of people that haven't been nominated before got nominated. No, I didn't get the list, Karen. Okay. Cause you know what, I don't care. I'm be right real with y'all. I don't care. Now, I'm not saying on some like super woke militant shit that a lot of black people do where they shame other black people for wanting to see their peers get a, you know, see black people get achievements among their peers. I think that's super whack and so low key anti-black. But, you know, I do think, I don't go up for that award show. I don't really watch it normally. I know other people do. Nothing wrong with that. People live tweet it and stuff.
Right.
I just think it's a shame because all the hip hop stuff was what I pay attention to.
The only thing.
And I already know who gonna win. I mean, he didn't get nominated, but obviously it's Eminem's freestyle at the BET Cypher Awards. I mean, it's the only rap white people listen to this year. So I'm assuming that he'll get the W. So sorry, black people. And the last thing I wanted to say, this is gonna be a very short show. And I hate to do this to you guys, but I recently got some news, and Karen doesn't even know this.
Oh, shit. What happened?
But this is actually the last episode of Blackout Test we're ever going to do. I got this email. I'll read it to you guys. Y'all can see what I'm saying.
What?
I'm sorry. I know, Karen. Listen, I'm sorry, but it's unfortunate, but you know, your boy coming up. Dear Rodimus Prime starts this email. I sent this letter to you a month ago, but I'm not sure if you got it. I did not hear from you, and this is the reason I repeat it. I'm a lawyer, Jean-Luc Marcel, the lawyer of the law. I make this offer to you in connection with the death of Mr. Donald Prime, who was my client before his death, leaving some huge amount of money, U.S. $11.5 million in the bank. After an unsuccessful attempt to find a link there, I decided to contact you. Please give me your prompt response from the contacts in order to improve communication and information on the subject. For more information, please contact us through our camera/postal service at john.luke.marcel@mail.com. Thank you for your quick response. Waiting to hear from you. Best regards. I'm rich! Oh, I'm rich. We are done doing this show. Listen, try to hate on my party. First thing I am doing,
you might as well get you bitcoins.
Quitting the show. That's the first thing I'm doing. Getting a white woman. I'm done with my starter wife. It's time. All this was bullshit, y'all.
I want to start a package.
I don't believe in no black feminism. That was just making it up for y'all. It's a conspiracy. Okay, I don't even care. I voted for Trump. I don't care about Hillary Clinton. I can finally be me. I can be free and say the truth.
Well, I tell you one thing. Your starter wife got that starter money, bitch. So get ready to separate from it.
I don't like LGBTQ people. It's all an act. It's all a shameless. I jumped on the SJW bandwagon to make money. Okay, I don't even like black people. I don't even consider myself black.
What are you then?
I'm 1% white. I go by the opposite one drop rule. Nope. One drop of white and you're all the way in. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm going to take the money. Since you got a white woman, I'm going to take the money and get me a little cute puppy doll, one of them toy dolls like Marissa got, and get me a pool boy and go on back to Jamaica.
Nope, me and my white woman ain't giving you nothing. We are gonna live forever in our Uggs and pumpkin spice life. I'm gonna get a whole bed made of pumpkin spice.
Shit, I'll beat you and that bitch both with pumpkins if you don't pay me my money.
You gonna have to take it on my lawyer, Jean-Luc Marcel, cause we don't play that shit, Karen. He is a lawyer of the law, okay?
What law?
The law. The one true universal law,
nigga.
The law that you won't get none of this money. I know that much. Okay, my uncle Donald Prime didn't die for you to get. I never heard of him before today, but never. He didn't die. I know I got an Uncle Don somewhere. He didn't die for you to do me like this, Karen. Okay, first of all, my Uncle Donald, obviously Optimus. You know,
right?
Rest in peace, Optimus. Look, we come from a long line of primes, Karen, all the way back to Sentinel Prime, okay? Now that's Cybertron money, okay? This is long money. Fuck Bitcoin. I'm talking Cybertron, $11.5 million in the bank already. Can't wait to send this dude my money so we can get this transaction started. I'm sorry, guys. That's it. That's the end of the podcast. It was good, while it lasted. Mm-mm. We had some good times.
Well, you'll be back. You'll be back to your starter wife.
Why would I be back? I got $11.5 million, Karen. Why would I ever come back?
Because that's not real money.
What do you mean not real money?
That's not real money. $11.5 million. The law of what? The law of who, nigga?
He said he was a lawyer of the law.
The law of what? What is his degree in?
Ain't Olivia like a lawyer of the law? The Raffin lawyer? Yeah. That's what they go by, Karen. Lawyers of the law.
No. Do they got Esquire? Like he got letters behind the law? Or it's just the law? Normally they have some XYZ, something to let you know that it's a real certificate or degree that they got. No.
So you saying this is, you trying to say this is fake?
Yeah, it is. What are the alphabets? This letter's supposed to be behind that. They supposed to know jurisdictions and rules and laws and shit, nigga.
He said best regards, though. That sounds pretty legal, legally binding, Karen.
You're going to be right here with your lowly starter wife.
So this is a scam.
I would think so.
Well, boy, is there egg on my face, guys. I just would like to apologize to anyone that I offended just now with my I love black people, okay, guys. The LGBT community, all of them. All the way out to IA.
No, we like Twitter. I'm like Twitter. We never forget. Hashtag never forget.
I would just like to say, I mean, this is embarrassing, but I guess we will have a show today.
Hashtag cancel Rodimus Prime.
And we will have many more shows after this, apparently. I love you, Karen. I'll never get a white wife. That was just jokes. I'm gonna go get some rehab. I'm gonna go to opportunist rehab, and me and Kevin Spacey and some other people, we just gonna have some discussions, and I'll need to get some help. And I will, you know.
Well, you saved that imaginary white woman from getting her ass whooped.
Anyway, I don't know where we go from here, guys. I'm
come on, Sylvester. Yes.
There is something I wanna ask you. There's something that I wanna know. And to this question, you have the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me? Do you wanna funk with me?
All right, yeah, nobody cancel any premium membership. We don't need that. We don't. Why we always gotta take it there, guys?
Why you people gotta be so sensitive all of a sudden?
I apologize if anybody was offended.
You get a zero.
For those who chose to take offense, I apologize to you.
For
the rest of you that aren't liberal cucks.
Leslie and Drew Scale, you get a zero.
For the rest of y'all that aren't liberal cucks, I know how to take a joke, but.
Nope.
Are we not a nation of laws, okay? Freedom of speech.
Like that lawyer.
What about my freedom of speech? My lawyer, a lawyer of law, told me my jokes are protected by the First Amendment. And I just feel like, we need to have more understanding.
Yes, I might not know a lot about the law, but I know it's supposed to be some letters behind it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The editor of Gay Times magazine was fired after an old anti-Semitic, after his old anti-Semitic tweets were discovered.
I didn't know it was a magazine called Gay Times.
Gay Times.
I know.
These are the Gay Times.
Oh, but a glitter bounce at you.
So, I mean, listen.
That magazine sound lit.
Except that, this dude apparently hated Jewish people.
That's not good.
And this is sad too, because he's a person, he's a man of color. Yeah. Like, we finally get the first black editor of a gay men's magazine.
Right out here, fuck it up.
And the first thing he did was promptly be like, you know what? I hope nobody discovers that I hate Jewish people. And guess what they discovered, y'all? He hates Jewish people. So, yeah, he had some old tweets come up. He was fired from his role after Discovery reportedly tweeted comments offensive to different marginalized groups as recently as 2015. Josh Rivers was suspended from the magazine after BuzzFeed News uncovered the old tweets while preparing for an interview with Rivers.
Oh shit, BuzzFeed's like, let's go find out. what is this?
Right, they just like search his entire Twitter history for slurs. And once we find him, let's interview him about that. And I'm sure the interview took a very different tone.
He wasn't ready for it.
When they hit him with that move, with the old,
switcheroo.
What's that you said about them Jews move?
Back in the day.
Now, you know, if he can act, he'll be back in a movie starring Will Ferrell and, he'll be back soon.
He'll be, nobody gets canceled. Nobody gets canceled.
Just wait it out. You know, you can come back from this. Now don't give up. Mel Gibson is already in a holiday season themed movie. So, you know, apparently, it works. But,
apparently it does.
Yeah, at any rate, though, he got caught out here on these streets. Gay Times came out and said Gay Times does not tolerate such views and will continue to strive to honor and promote inclusivity. The publication said in a statement posted on Twitter, Rivers tweeted an apology November 15, calling his tweets, which have been deleted, horrible, abhorrent, ugly, and so hateful. He also said the tweets show a deep self-loathing and a working hard to overcome. Yeah, you know what else is interesting is that, it's not like it was years ago. It was like just 2 years ago. Like, it wasn't like, say, when Twitter first started, say 7 years ago. Well, you can almost make an argument of like,
yeah, you talking about 2008, 2009, okay, cause
yeah,
you know, you go that far back, the rules were completely different back then.
Like, I'm not saying it's fair, but
right,
there's been some level of allowance I've seen in the public sphere with, like, say, Trevor Noah. I forget the lady who got hired by Saturday Night Live. Like, there's been a little bit of a, well, you know what, it was a long time ago, we don't know if you're still that person.
Right.
2 years, that's not that long ago, dog. Mm-mm. So yeah, he got fired, which, you know, I mean, I guess good for them having some integrity, you know. And that's one of those intersections we don't normally talk about the other way around. Like, we talk all the time about you know, white people that are gay that still are racist. But I mean, like, you can be a black person gay and still have some fucked up opinions and views on shit.
Yeah,
at any rate, The Guardian reports that Rivers also made disparaging comments towards gay men of Asian descent, transgender people, and plus size people.
Oh!
He reportedly called one woman a shav in a now deleted tweet, a British slang term that's disparaging towards low income people. In that same tweet, he reportedly used abusive language that immediately, that implied her children live with disability, according to The Guardian. Another tweet reportedly thanked rising bus fares to keep homeless people off our buses.
Oh, we thought that was cool, and I'm glad you explained, because, honey, I wouldn't have known that.
What, shaft?
Yes.
Yeah, that British, I don't know if it's how white it is over there or what, but, like, that's a version, they have their own, like, shaft porn and everything. Like,
oh,
look at this poor woman, fuck this dude. I'm like, what is her being poor? What's the, listen, I ain't judging nobody's kink, but still, I was like, I didn't understand, like, how can you tell how much money anyone has while fucking? Like, can you see the poor on her? Well, you like, she need this money. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's the allure of that type of sex, but, yeah, so.
Mm-mm. And when I think of shaft, I don't think about poor people.
Shaft, C-H-A-V, shaft.
Oh, I thought you said shaft. I was about to say, no, that's not the shaft I think about.
Mm-mm. In addition to being fired from the Gay Times, Rivers was also removed from an online campaign for Chappie, a gay dating site. an app that pledges to provide a safe space in which woo, baby, woo, you messed up your money, in which discrimination by race, religion, disability, gender, identity, age, or anything else is strictly forbidden. He must have got an email from a lawyer of the law too to think he could do that, pull that off.
Come on.
You just get on Twitter, he's like, I know what the app says, but you know what I like? Discrimination by race, religion, disability, gender, identity, age, or anything else that's strictly forbidden. I like it all. I'm the opposite of the app, y'all. Yeah, Rivers had previously described Chappie as a deeply encouraging and welcome first step towards making dating apps more welcoming places for our community in all its wondrous diversity. Whereas historically men have been called out for problematic behavior have rarely if ever faced repercussions for their actions, the swiftness with which the Gay Times responded to the reported discovery by firing Rivers speaks to a changing atmosphere, one that supports marginalized people as a matter of course. But even when these progressive spaces are quick to respond to allegations of abusive behavior, the fact that abuses were allowed in at all still speaks to the fact that not everyone feels safe in these spaces. Rivers' tweets, which are in his own words horrible and ugly, don't come as a surprise to many folks who have to face the daily lack of true intersectionality in queer spaces.
And I'm glad that magazine was like, what you not gonna do is this. Mm-hmm. And they ain't shuffle their feet, they ain't sit on it for 3 years. They was like, no, you got to go, because it's, I know you can have problems within marginalized groups itself, but they're like, hey, we've been discriminated against, what we not gonna put up with is your bullshit within the group. You got to go. We got to fight on the outside. We ain't gonna fight outside and inside to beat it.
Yep. An ex-gay basketballer says college rescinded her coaching job because she's straight.
What?
Reverse sexual orientation discrimination is what she's claiming.
What's happening here?
I feel like I've talked about this one before. Former University of South Carolina basketball, Southern California basketball player who played professionally overseas, who now considers herself to be ex-gay, is suing New Mexico State University, alleging she was offered a coaching position there, but that was rescinded because of her religious beliefs, because she identifies as a heterosexual. Since renouncing her lesbianism about 7 years ago, Camille Lenore recorded an interview with the anti-LGBT Forerunner Chronicles that students could easily access. I felt the job was taken away because of my heterosexuality, Lenore said. She's 31. She said in an interview. When a former coach of Lenore's, okay, pop up. Why would you do that? Ah! Just ridiculous. Let me go back to the other thing. when a former coach of Lenore's offered her an assistant coach position in New Mexico State, she accepted. But just days before her start date, she received a call from the college's coach, Mark Track, who rescinded the job offer based on a 2011 interview he'd seen that she'd recorded entitled Sports, Fame, and Fornication, in which she lambasts LGBT relationships. If you're in the same-sex relationship, it's not worth losing your soul. Whoever you're in that relationship with, like the Lord told me, it will be the death of you. I just believe that you can overcome it. You can overcome it, defeat sin. If you believe something, that you were born gay or homosexual or whatever, if you feel you were born that way, I would say that you weren't. God wouldn't create you homosexual, then say in the Bible that it's wrong, and then send you to hell. He doesn't operate like that, she said. It's a no for me, dog. That ain't discrimination. I can't have your crazy ass on these kids.
Right. They was like, no, what you not gonna do is this.
Like, what the fuck? No. You don't get to coach kids. Like, not to mention many of these women at that age, many students at that age are still going through things with their sexuality, dealing with discrimination from parents and things. You get to college,
trying to figure out
who you are. What you don't need is some person in authority figure even looking down. Not to mention, listen, it is no secret that the basketball locker room for women is full of lesbian women, trans women are being included in there in now, and I mean, I feel like it's always been that way, but it's more progressive. Right. Yeah. It's always been that way anyway, but now people are being more open about it.
Correct.
It's always been more inclusive than men's sports.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck you, I mean, listen, like I said, morally is one thing, but just business wise, no offense to make this a money thing, but nigga, you are not cutting down the recruiting base to, we don't want no gay women playing on our team. You know how many ballers are gay? Are you crazy? She was,
you got to go.
Right. That alone makes you, not only can you not coach here, no one should offer you a job. I mean, not like, it's never okay, but I'm just saying it's specifically gonna take away some of the top talent in the country when you come to recruiting. USC would be a damn fool if they want to have a basketball program and they ain't gonna have no gay women on it. Are you stupid? Have you seen WNBA games? Like, come on, man.
Right.
Can you imagine she go to Brittany Griner house talking about, spend the whole recruiting trip talking about, you know what you don't need to be doing is trying to, you know, live in these deviant lifestyles. The Lord wouldn't want that. Get the fuck out of my house. The fuck out of my house. Brittany, I can dunk a basketball. Get the right. fuck out of my house.
And Brittany Griner is Mrs. Steal Your Girl.
Right.
And she's like, I don't even care if she's straight or not. I still steal her.
Right. Be careful.
What? You better.
Play her for real.
You better just shoot her shot.
But I'm just saying, that is one among the stupidest, most arrogant way. Like, I don't know what she was thinking.
Come on.
Hey guys, I hate gay women, and I'm not gay no more. Also, would you please come to my school? No. Here's one. A man found guilty of first degree murder and death of gender fluid teen. A jury in Iowa on Friday found Jorge Sanders Galvez guilty of first degree murder and the death of a gender fluid teenager. The case has attracted attention of President Donald Trump's Justice Department, which sent a federal hate crimes attorney to aid the prosecution.
Yeah, I just put this to do nothing.
The 16-year-old I think we read this one. Cause we were talking about, did they send the hate crime people to, did they send the hate crime because it was a brown man who did this, or would they send it because they truly support transgender rights? Because you can't look at this administration.
Parents come out and speak about it.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, this is the same thing. I'm sorry. Let's move on to another. It was a different story.
Right. Let's move on to another sad story. A transgender woman's being held in an all male prison. She's suing to be transferred.
I would too. That's not safe.
Right. I don't know how we having. It's like. I understand our system was already rigid and binary and everything, but you would think we've come to this situation enough times now with the prison would be thinking about it.
They'll have something in place.
Transgender woman behind bars in an all-male prison in Massachusetts filed a federal lawsuit Wednesday seeking to force the state to transfer her to a women's facility, saying she's routinely harassed by male inmates and lives in fear of being attacked. The 52-year-old inmate, who was identified in the complaint only as Jane Doe, has gender dysphoria and has received hormone therapy for decades, including in prison, her attorneys say. Despite that, she's been forced to shower interview with male prisoners and undergo strip surgeries by male correctional officers who routinely grope her breast. She shouldn't be punished for being transgender, and that's what happening here, said Jennifer Levi, director of GLAAD's Transgender Rights Program and one of the attorneys representing the inmate. A spokeswoman in the Massachusetts Department of Correction declined to comment on our complaint. The inmate, who is serving a 3 to 4 year sentence on a non-violent drug offense, asked to be moved to the women's prison, but was told she could not be sitting there until she had genital surgery. She was diagnosed.
Kill me with that, man.
Right. She was diagnosed with gender dysphoria, which the American Psychiatric Association defines as a conflict between a person's physical gender and the gender which they identify with. The lawsuit says the prison staff once forced her to strip with her cell door open while male inmates watched outside and made inappropriate comments about her body. Also claims that male inmates crowded into the bathroom excitedly when she showers, harasses her in the bathroom, and tried to physically force themselves on her. She is often afraid to leave herself, fear of harassment and violence from the DOC prisoner staff and correctional officers. Yeah, it's just, it's no place. There's no thought that has been given to this. And the thing is, this has been happening for decades.
Yes, it has.
I think to most people's minds, it's like trans issues is a new thing. Trans people must be a new thing. But clearly people have been navigating this world before we recognize as a society.
Before we even
knew
that they were quote unquote a thing, as people say.
Right. So now you have to deal with, what are you going to do about it? And I guess a lot of this is going to take place in the federal courts. I hope she wins. But I hope it's landmark, groundbreaking type of legislation that has to pass. But once again, passing shit up the chain in this administration with this motherfucker picking the Supreme Court judges and shit, It's I don't know what happens here,
right? And that's why people look at motherfuckers like, oh, you excited about gay marriage, okay, but what about this other long list of shit that's affecting the people in the LGBTQ? And I will forever feel like this. There's some people, they only care about them first two letters. They don't give a damn about the letters after the first two.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what else we got here. Nicola Sturgeon has wholeheartedly apologized for historical gay sex convictions. Scotland's first minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has categorically, unequivocally, and wholeheartedly apologized for laws that criminalize gay sex. Her speech came on the same day that a bill was introduced which will automatically pardon gay and bisexual men convicted under historical laws. The legislation was pledged by Sturgeon in September when she presented her program for government. The pardon does not wipe convictions under the law, these laws from criminal records, but Scots will be able to apply for removal of these convictions. The move comes after thousands of men in England and Wales were pardoned following the introduction of the Turing Law earlier this year. In England and Wales, people celebrated the 50th anniversary this year of the partial decriminalization of gay sex, but Scottish gay and bi men had to wait another 14 years after 1967.
Shit!
Consensual gay sex was only decriminalized in 1981 in Scotland, and gay and bi men had to wait until 2001 for the age of consent to be 16, the same as straight couples. The issue was raised by former SNP deputy leader Angus Robertson at the 2016 Pink News Awards. Sturgeon said, "Today, as First Minister, I categorically, unequivocally, and wholeheartedly apologize for those laws and for the hurt and harm that they caused so many. Nothing that this parliament does can erase those injustices, and I do hope this apology alongside our new legislation can provide some comfort to those who endured those injustices."
I understand, but my thing is the laws is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be what they call a retroactive. People that you have arrested in the past should be set free. Why are they forced to stay in jail, and or why is this shit gonna stay on their records? Why should I have to go get it clean?
I don't know if they're staying in jail. I don't know if that's what's happening.
Okay.
I think maybe they've already pardoned people.
Okay.
And this is more about people's criminal records now.
Right. Why should I have to clean it?
Right.
You put it on now. Clean that shit.
Right. And this is also one of the issues with trying to clean up, trying to help. Because, I mean, it's not like she did this. She never passed these laws. If anything, she's trying to get it undone. But it's so weird how change works, where you can't get but so much change, you know, because punitively, how damaging was this to people's money,
livelihood,
to
families,
their jobs,
apart, losing children?
Yeah, like literally there's probably some reparations due to people whose lives are ruined by these laws.
Come on, because saying I'm sorry and be like, my bad, that's, I don't give a fuck about my bad. I spent time in jail. My life was taken away from me, and all you can give me is a goddamn I'm sorry?
Yeah, so, like I said, symbolically I understand, but I don't know. I mean, it's like when they apologize for slavery, or I think that Bill Clinton apologized for it or something, but, you know, it's like, it ain't reparations. You know, it ain't, people ain't gonna just, you know, let it go. And I mean, she's trying to help, but.
And yeah, and
you know, and I guarantee the country don't want to go as far as it would take to actually make things right. I guarantee that if she would have made this bill about reparations, it just wouldn't have passed, or it wouldn't have happened, or she wouldn't have won. Like if she would have pushed it that far,
or if she would have been like, "We're right." I bet you she probably was like, "Let's wipe the criminal records," and somebody was like, "No, they have to go and clean it themselves." She was like, "Okay, fuck it. We at least we can get them out." You know,
still some work I gotta do.
Right, and that's the part that's fucked up. I get, which means a lot of people can't afford that because that's a cost. You have to pay to get that stuff expunged. Sometimes you have to go get a lawyer, which is money that you don't have because some people may have just gotten out of jail, which means it's going to stay there, which means every time they ring your name up, you're going to get a ding.
Grindr is updating its app to be more gender inclusive. Grindr announced new updates to its gay dating app on iOS and Android that are designed to make its social network feel more inclusive of transgender users. I guess it's got to what you were saying. It never crossed my mind that Grindr would, that is interesting. You would think Grindr would have been like ahead of the curve on that.
They, from my understanding, just been known as the gay website. Like, that's how.
Yeah.
So them other letters don't matter.
The app will now include more gender neutral terms and it's getting an identity section on users' profiles that include options for gender and pronouns. Importantly, users can also write in their gender identity if it's not on the list and specify pronouns that also might not be listed. Additionally, gender neutral language is used across the app and there's now FAQ explaining trans issues. Gender options include trans man, woman, cis man, non-binary, non-conforming, and queer. The options are meant to make it easier for users to express their identities without having to constantly explain and answer other users' questions. Yeah, that's a whole nother
right, in my profile you can see it.
Yeah, it's a whole nother set of shit on the site.
Yeah, and
not to mention it's not like they really can control who signs up for the site. So I bet trans people have been signing up and then just have to fucking spend a whole lot of time being like, okay, so this is what this means, okay, this
harassed.
Is right, these are my pronouns, this, you know, that kind of stuff,
because people are ignorant and stupid and don't want to learn.
Well, not just that, but the site doesn't allow it, so I right. have to ask you, even if I'm trying to be nice and like I genuinely want to get to know you, I'm not trying to be a dick,
okay,
if the site doesn't allow you to put anything but say male and female and you may be gender, you know, you may be non-binary or gender non-conforming or whatnot.
What you're saying. It's not.
I gotta ask, you know,
it's not a place for me to put that there.
Right. Not to mention the assumptions people must have been making, like looking at pictures and stuff. Like, listen, sir. Like, you know, no, it ain't sir, motherfucker. Like, oh damn, now we off to a bad start, and I'm just out here trying to like fuck or something. And that's not gonna happen now.
Right. And kudos for them. And I hope they continue to improve the site, you know, cause that's the start. Cause the thing is, what I realize is that people implement these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. But it's more than just implementing them. It's executing them and be sure they're done correctly and constantly improving them and evolving them at, you know.
Well, I hope they do. I mean, they started down the right path and, you know, it sounds like they thought it out, especially with the FAQ and the customizable stuff. Like, that sounds like they thought it out. So hopefully that works.
Yeah, and allowing you to put your own, which is a great thing too.
We created written research. I bet you, well, you know, I don't know, but I wonder if they hired trans people, gender non-conforming people to be like, hey, can you help with what the site needs to look like?
Because they come up with these ideas because these ideas directly affect them.
Possibly. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I just wonder if they
did. Somebody consulted with them, even if they didn't hire them.
Even if you consulted, even if you just brought in, you know, some users and said, hey, what can make the site better?
Right. Did a Q&A or something where you bought outside people.
Oh, here it is. The changes came as a direct result of Grindr conducting a survey with thousands of existing users of the app who are transgender. Transgender users gave feedback to app developers saying that their non-trans peers didn't know how to speak respectfully about transgender issues. We created written resources linked to the gender identity fields in the profile to answer cis users' questions and decrease that burden on trans people. Grindr director of equality Jack Harrison Quintana said in an email statement.
Mm-hmm.
So good for them.
Yeah, if you access will tell you the problem is that a lot of people aren't going the extra mile to even ask. Everybody's just assuming and making up their own fucking rules, and it's very blindsided, you know. Mm-hmm. Because it's like with Twitter keeps getting shocked and harassed, but if you ask black people about the problems and stuff, you would get answers. Mm-hmm. You know, to fix and improve that, but that's if you ask.
XXXTentacion is going to host an anti-rape event just before a domestic abuse trial begins. He is the rapper who is accused of domestic abuse by a former girlfriend, the one who said she met him at Art Basel, and then he which is like this event.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember something about he threatened to stick like a fork over pussy or something. We read that. It was horrific. It was terrifying.
I probably blocked it out, that's why.
Anyway, this motherfucker is I think we read it on here. Anyway, I'm pretty sure we did. This motherfucker is apparently going to, according to Vibe, he announced plans to host an anti-rape event during Art Basel in Miami. At Art Basel this month, I'll be hosting an anti-rape event where basically rape victims can come to this event, tell their stories, and help others and support others who have been through a similar instance, he said on a video on social media.
Why would I want to go to that with you hosting it?
The rapper's announcement comes just 2 months after Pitchfork released court documents detailing allegations of abuse and threats of rape against the rapper in incidents that occurred back in 2016. His then girlfriend claimed the rapper had slapped her, threatened to kill her, and brutally beat her during their relationship. She also said he threatened to rape her with barbecue appliances. However, despite the allegations, as the rapper prepares for his anti-rape event, he's asking fans to come with full support in your heart. I'd ask that you come to the event. You come bearing no type of negative energy, and you make sure you come with full support in your heart to those who have experienced any sort of post-traumatic experiences or event. I ask that you be understanding, he said.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you gotta look at who's hosting it, going, y'all still gonna let him do this, dog? Even though y'all do know y'all, it's gonna be a problem because people gonna protest. Like, everybody coming ain't gonna be peaceful.
That feels not like a good idea.
No, it's not, and it's gonna go terribly wrong. Like, I could see something like that going terribly to the left, and whoever's planning that, they don't know what they about to get into, and their name is gonna be at the top of a list for some shit that they didn't plan on being attached to.
A woman has been charged with mailing explosives to Obama and Greg Abbott, the Texas governor. Opened his, by the way.
What did he blow himself up? What's happening?
No, he opened it in a way that it wasn't designed to be open. That's the only reason it didn't blow up on him.
Holy shit.
Yep, could have been maimed or killed. According to documents, Julia Poff, 46, mailed the devices in October 2016 along with a third package she sent to the Social Security Administration. According to the indictment of the three packets, only Abbott opened his. It did not detonate because he did not open it as designed. Had the devices exploded, they would have caused severe burns and death to the politicians. She targeted them for multiple reasons. She was known to dislike Obama. I wonder why.
A white woman.
I wonder why.
Because he's a nigga.
I wonder white. She was known to dislike Obama. Vesgetta said she was upset with Greg Abbott because she had not received support from her ex-husband. What the fuck they got to do with me?
Right.
According to the documents, Poff had previously applied for Social Security benefits and was denied, so she sent that to the Social Security office. Investigations traced the devices to her after examining several of the components, including a cigarette box and a salad dressing cap. The cigarettes were...
What is she, goddamn MacGyver? What's happening here?
Cigarettes were bought off a truck stop near Poff's home in Brookshire, Texas, 30 miles west of Houston. The salad dressing was a brand Poff was known to have bought for an anniversary dinner. How can they trace that? Like, where the cigarettes were bought. That's amazing.
Yes, but I got cereal number on tobacco. I don't know.
Most tellingly, the court documents noted hair belonging to one of her two cats was found under the address level of the package sent to Obama.
Your cats always tell on. She was
a crazy cat lady. Poff has been charged with 6 counts, including mailing injurious articles and transporting explosives with the intent to kill or injure. Well, there's also another possibility here. Those cats could have framed her. Don't trust cats, y'all. She has said she has also been charged with defrauding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. She was on SNAP, which provides food stamps, and falsely declaring bankruptcy and issues that came up during the course of the investigation.
And that's why they was like, no, you can't get no assistance, ma'am.
Yep. So, I'm just mad she tried to kill Obama. He ain't even in office no more. What more do y'all want from him? Like, it's over. Whatever things, it's over. It's the nature of the business, guys. Move on. Like, he can't do, his death does nothing for whatever your fucking agenda is now. Mm-hmm. He can't change no laws.
Nope.
He is out of power.
They give zero fucks about that. They go, you was a nigga, you was in office, and I'm gonna be mad forever.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's move on to some other sections. See what else we got, y'all. Scroll up to music and stuff. Let's do some, fucking with black people, guys.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we go all around the globe, we find different articles make us feel fucked with, and we score them from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. A black teenager says that Pet World wouldn't let her work with dreadlocks, and they called the cops when her mama complained.
What, they thought she was a pet? What's happening here?
You know how Pet World gets down, Karen? You ever go to Pet World and you go, dreadlocks, I can't feed my dog this shit?
No.
How am I get a leash when the person working here is allowed to have dreadlocks? Now let me lick my dog in the face. Wisconsin woman says she wasn't allowed to work last week after showing up with dreadlocks. Destiny Briggs spent $150 in faux dreadlocks before her November 17th shift, but her employer refused to let her clock in. The 19-year-old Briggs, who is black, said the manager at Pet World told her to take out the dreadlocks.
Bitch, the hell I am! Is you gonna pay to get my hair done again? You ain't got nothing in your rule book to say nothing about no goddamn dreads. Fuck you. Shit. People can say that when they don't have to spend all that money to get their hair done.
Mm-hmm.
She had an attitude and I would have too.
How I'm gonna take
you don't tell no white woman she can't come with her hair flowing and curly and shit. Get out of here.
Right. How I'm just gonna take them out.
Bitch, get out of my face.
Now, how long it take some dreadlocks
out? I'm thinking about that because I've got my hair done when I've spent that type of money on my hair, and I'll be damned if you're going to tell me to go home.
Mm-hmm. I think it's appropriate for anything. It's not too long. I can pull it back. It won't get in the way of anything, she said. She and her mother confronted the Mental Money Falls pet shop manager, who cited an employee handbook rule stating hair is to be natural color and appropriate style for retail setting. Fuck is appropriate. Briggs said her dreadlocks met both the requirements.
Right.
I think this is one of the things, though. White people are so ignorant and uninformed when it comes to black hair. They really think dreadlocks are dirty.
Yes.
Because they don't understand black hair and how you have to keep it clean and all the hours of work it is to even get all that shit to your hair. And white people's hair, because it doesn't naturally clean, like, you can't style it the same way, and it takes some sort of grease to keep their hair in a dreadlock, which is kind of nasty for them. They think it's the same as when they dreadlock their hair up, which is normally nasty.
Yes, it is, because your hair produces oil. Our hair does. We have to add oil to our hair.
Right. Anyway, I think that it was an ambiguous statement, she said. If you want someone to adhere to the rule book, then it needs to be very plain and simple for everyone to understand.
Right.
Briggs and her mother weren't sure why the manager was so strongly opposed to the young woman's hair. I was very shocked, said her mother. Starla Henderson, you're selling dog food, you're cleaning bird poop out of a cage, you're picking worms up out of a box. I don't know who it bothered. The manager called police after Briggs and her mother argued against the policy.
Right.
You're telling us how we, meaning African-American people, because this is more something that is out from outside our culture, what's appropriate, what's not. Henderson said, this is her freedom to express her black culture.
Right. You set yourself up for a motherfucking lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. I hope they win.
Right. Fuck them.
Called the police, too. Wrong as fuck.
Right. Her and her mother. Yeah, goddamn right.
0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, my, I was 100 from the beginning. You telling me a black woman can't wear her hair how she want to wear it? Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got here. B.O.B., the rapper, is back in the news. The guy who doesn't believe the earth is round. You may know him from such hits as Airplane, which apparently doesn't go up high enough for him to see the curvature of the earth. And his other hit, I Didn't Read No Books. I don't know if that's one of his songs. Anyway, Flat Earther B.O.B. constantly proves my belief that a person can be a genius in one field, totally clueless in another. We previously reported the talented rapper and singer was raising funds to build a satellite that will once and for all settle debate about whether or not the planet is dinner plate shaped. Well, B.O.B. recently took a break from his quest to prove that every scientist, astrophysicist, and astronomer of the last 2,000 years didn't know what the hell they were talking about when they said the earth was round. They probably forgot to carry the one, and I do that all the time. This is a little sassy root article. This time, he's advocating the belief that slavery didn't exist because he's never seen a slave ship.
You know how much stuff you've never seen? That,
you know, the air you're breathing, you can't see that. You can't see oxygen.
Like, he's been around the country, around the world, traveling to do songs. Does he like, I don't believe in Japan till I see it with my own eyes? Does he don't believe nothing that happened in the past? Like, it wasn't no civil war. It's just a giant conspiracy that people made up. I don't believe in slave ships because I never seen.
You know, it's 2017. There's still our slaves in the world.
I don't understand. The schools are failing our babies. And
come on, ain't they though? They're failing them bad.
Maybe it's social media. Everybody believes every opinion.
Please.
Everybody believes everything is just an opinion and everything is right. But, yeah.
We live in an anti-intelligent world.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, guys. Apparently he put up a video to explain it. It was an Instagram video of a hotel, explaining how white people not only changed the ancient maps but also manipulated all the space and time to confuse our understanding. When the European came to power, what he did is change up chronology and geography, or the time space coordinates, to disorientate us so we don't know where we are at, said the hotel dude. At this point in the video, B.O.B. cuts in to show an ancient map. Stop laughing, 1904 can be considered ancient. Anyway, as he shows the map where Morocco is next to Japan and California, he wonders if you aren't looking at ancient Jerusalem right next to Illinois. What happened to him? Was he always this stupid and we just didn't know? Or did he just like get, like, did something happen and did he became full stupid? Anyway, 0 to 100, Karen.
100. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't even know what to make of this. It's just
me either.
100. Like every time I see the hotel shit, it's kind of funny, but it's also kind of sad because,
right,
to me, that just is an example of how much trauma, racism, and systemic like discrimination and shit does to people. Because, you know, we have had legitimate conspiracies against our community. CIA and crack, you know, how they were going to like try to take down Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. You know, the Tuskegee experiments, mm-hmm. You know, eugenics and the sterilization of black women. Like, we've had legitimate conspiracies, but sometimes you just hear shit and you're like, well, you only like, now I guess we're at a point where some people have to believe there's a rhyme or reason to everything, and that white people are always constantly organizing to trick us into some greater, they never say what the fuck the thing is, but they don't want us woke for some reason. And I don't know, it's kind of sad. Like, it's funny, but it's also like, nigga, you know how much shit I don't see gravity, but I believe in it because it's real.
I believe in it when my ass hit the ground.
Right. I don't know. But good luck to him. He's just one guy. Hopefully nobody's really truly listening to him, and we'll just move on from that. If that's what he wants to do with his life and his platform, so be it. Racists cry bitter tears after bastard cuck Prince Harry announces engagement to biracial Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they got engaged. She's of mixed race. She has a white father and a black mom. Mm-hmm. People on the internet apparently have, adopted Prince Harry as a very proud white racist man because, you know, he did take a picture in a swastika one time. I don't know all the details, but that is a pretty good sign of racism. I don't know if it's a costume party or what, but you did pick that stupid costume. And then also he supposedly had comments about the I don't know if he had comments or I'm about to say some shit that I don't know enough of, but he said some shit about Africa, or his family said some shit about Africa that was all fucked up about overpopulation. So He is like probably every white family, if you go back far enough, from a long term racist ass family that got has had, you know, colonialism. It has had you know, a history of oppressing people, making money off of oppressed people. I mean, there's tons of reasons to be like, fuck the royal family. And I guess if you look at the flip side of that, there's tons of reasons for white supremacists to have think to have thought to themselves, oh, Prince Harry is very much like one of us. He's a white, arrogant, rich man, come from a long line of, like I said, I'm sure if you examine all white families, but so a long line of racist motherfuckers. And whether he's trying to be woke and change it, or if he just simply loves Meghan Markle, or if he just got the supreme black girl fetish, whatever it is, it's off script for white supremacists.
Yeah, it is.
And they don't appreciate it. So they mad.
Yes, sir.
So then they start tweeting. Hashtag Prince Harry is the biggest cuck in Britain. He is going to marry an average looking chick that rode cock carousel throughout the 20s. What a loser. Prince Harry royal wedding. Royal Family Kensington Palace. He didn't use no hashtags, but okay. Prince Harry to marry this average ass chick. Man, they're lucky I'm not the prince. I'd have 500 concubines from all over the world. I'd bring back the British Empire with this big D. From South Africa to the USA. Baby, England owns this shit. Harry is a cuck. Prince Harry is marrying a half-breed. Down with the crown. I hope that was sarcastic. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
That's not sarcastic.
Looking at his picture.
None of it's sarcastic.
I mean, his picture doesn't look too... Is that a black dude in this picture? Damn, he is black. Must be one of these troll accounts. Come on, man.
Right, well, they white, but they use black people's faces as their avatars.
Yeah, I think that's got to be what this is.
That happens a lot.
It's probably all from the same troll. By the way, these things have very few retweets and many responses, so maybe it wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? Like, maybe these are just some fucking trolls with five followers. Someone compiled an article and then went, racist people are mad. That's what I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna say these people had no impact. There's more responses to the tweet than the actual tweet, and it's probably people just telling them, fuck you, da-da-da-da. Right. Here's the thing about that. Yesterday was just yesterday was the perfect storm of black women for, you know, at least in my, from my view, a lot of black women were just partying off of the jokes of hot combs and Buckingham and shit.
Yes!
It was just funny to people. Then at some point.
Hey, butter.
Right. At some point, with all things black women get joy from, motherfuckers start trolling, motherfuckers start telling them why they was wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody had to have a hot take right away because, you know, God forbid you wait a couple of days to say why you don't fuck with it. And you know, in my feed, I didn't see a lot of nuance like discussion, but I also, you know, have pretty much curated my feed. But it doesn't mean there wasn't nuance discussion to be had.
Right.
I'm sure there were people that were approaching this with like, well, here's why this makes me uncomfortable and this is what I don't like about it. But all that shit gets swept up because I think we don't recognize the separate experiences we have on a collective social media.
Right.
Everybody's social media ain't the same.
Mm-mm.
But then two, is also this thing where the deluge, the vast majority, is normally what people end up feeling. So the vast majority was, we're having a good time with this, we're not saying this is gonna change the world, but we want to just kind of enjoy the idea of quote unquote princess, black woman. And then people just start in with the, she gonna actually be a duchess. And you know, then racist people start with half breed this and all this shit. It muddies the water so bad that I think all intentions of discussion, all that shit just ends up with a fight.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what happens, because you got people like this also money in the water. These people don't have no fucking followers. They don't have anyone retweeting their shit, but they say this fuck shit. And what happens, look at this replies: 80, 47, 25, 86, 65, 137, 91. So many people are responding. Imagine how those tweets are going viral. This isn't even counting how many times these tweets were quoted. What happens is, this is the, at least for my feed, this is the response I see. So yesterday when I'm talking about like people kind of being detracting to black women, trying to fuck up black women just having a good time with it, I'm looking at shit like this where I'm like, damn, like what, like that's not reasonable critique. That's just fuck this woman for being half black and fuck anybody fucking with her and fuck Harry for marrying somebody. Right. So it's,
nobody cares about, but like this, as long as it's reasonable, most people are gonna let you cook. But when you start coming at people crazy, that's when it's a problem.
Also, it's just hard to parse that all out for most people. Most people are not gonna take the time out to say, well, let me separate this critique from this other one. Mm-hmm. And all this other shit.
It all
shit.
Looks the same to us.
Right. So I think that was where a lot of this fighting shit comes from. But when you see it, I mean, they put those tweets out there because they know it's going to cause this chaos and stop any further discussion, you know?
Right.
Like, because I said it on the show yesterday, and I want to be absolutely clear, I understand people that's not on board with this.
I do, too.
There are people that might not feel so fucking ha-ha-ha about this. Every joke is like that. Every pop culture news moment is like that. Every you name the thing, there's a person out there that don't feel it. And I'm not saying they're not valid. There's just... that's shit I don't feel. Randolph Terrence had a hashtag still black, and it's a very good, funny, but still good hashtag where it's like, I don't eat sweet potato pie, I like pumpkin pie, still black. Where it's like, yeah, you can be out of the loop, quote unquote, on a topic with everyone, but that doesn't make you some, you know, like I'm just being a contrarian, the devil's advocate, I'm trying to shit on you.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, because of timing, it's what happens. People celebrate, people get shat on, the rest of the day is a fight, and people are fighting to find space to have these conversations. They're not happening because of that.
Right.
That's at least that's what I, you know, that's what I've gathered today.
Right. And as somebody who normally just comes to party, because that's my thing, I'm here for the shea butter hair rollers, the hair wrapped, you know, jokes. Like that's why I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you said, it's the time to be woke, and it's time for jokes. And you know, and it's a period of time where I'm about to jokes, and there's nothing wrong with being woke, and there's nothing wrong with asking questions, nothing wrong with challenging, nothing wrong with enlightening people. But it's times where people like me, sometimes I don't want to hear it. I just don't care.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to care. What I'm saying is I'm adding in this other element of, I see why these conversations can't take place, because that's right. Something that I was, you know, thinking about a lot today. And it's like, why can't that conversation take place? Because, and it's kind of a timing thing. People are already fighting for their joy, period. They don't even really want to have any discussion about it at the time. You almost have to wait, you know, which I do a lot now. Like there's things that happen and I'm like, I'm gonna wait a few days if I comment on this at all. Because sometimes what I realize too, if I wait a few days, I don't feel like commenting. Two, a lot of times people already made the comments that I would have made. I've already seen how that played out. And then three, if I make the comments a couple of days later, not as much pushback. You know, like there's things that happen, I'm like, I don't gotta say that right now. For example, when people post videos of black women fighting and shit, and it's like, world star, did you see this? And they celebrated, and you know, this black girl hit this white girl with a shovel for saying something racist to her. Sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I'm good on that. I don't like, I'm not gonna lecture you guys on violence and all this. I don't really, it's just not my jam.
Right.
I know y'all, so I know y'all are people I respect. I know you're not, I just don't understand it. I don't see it. You just don't care. And I think over the past year I've had to learn to love people at a level of, at a distance, where I had to step back and be like, okay, you're not always gonna be right. Sometimes you know you're wrong and you're still gonna party,
right?
And that's just what it is. I have my moments like that too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not feeling it today, and I'm gonna allow you the same space I allow myself when I do that shit,
right? And that's all that I ask, because you know, like you say, there is times where I just don't care. Then there are times that I care. Like everybody
does it.
Everybody goes back and forth between those moments. And social media should, even though it doesn't, it should allow a place for me to joke about Shea Butter at Buckingham Palace, and for somebody else to have a very nuanced conversation. Like those two things should be able to happen at the same time without either group being attacked, because both of those groups end up being attacked.
Right. And I'm wondering what if like part of the noise in this is this, these people that do shit like this, the, you know, because these guys are nobodies, but they're gonna get picked up by everybody who's like, oh cool, congratulations. News articles are gonna put them in their thing. They're gonna, like, it's gonna be painted as racist people coming for black women, essentially. And then, and that's now the new conversation. So it's either you with the racist motherfuckers or you're not. You know, on my timeline, it looked like Hoteps coming for black women, black men, those bitter, angry black men coming for black women, and then, or black women that were celebrating. Like, that was it. And so, yeah, I wonder, I don't know. Like I said, I'm starting to look at bigger picture stuff and cycles of news and cycles of consumption and shit. And I'm just seeing the world a little bit different, because I'm like, I knew when I saw this was going to happen. But why does it keep happening? Right. And what does it say about social media? Like I said, like, to a certain extent, I feel better when the less I'm on it. So now I'm like, what does it say about social media to be like, damn, I can't really be on this because I already know what's going to happen, you know? So anyway, 0 to 100.
I guess 50.
All right, I give it 0. I don't care that these racist people were mad. I do think it's more fucked up that news articles are taking those tweets and turning it into like this brigade of racism when it's just a few people.
And I think that that's where the score comes from. In fact, it's a 25, because I don't care nothing about racist people getting mad and crying over tears.
Right.
I mean, it's just tasty shit to me.
I think when I see some people put some faces behind this racism, then we'll talk.
And
I'm sure Piers Morgan can't wait to. I know his dick is hard to say something fucked up about Meghan Markle.
Right. And my thing is, and like I said, for me, even though social media does not a lot for it, black women partying and people that actually want to have conversations, because it's a topic. So they feel like, well, since everybody's talking about it, this is how I feel, because a lot of us are how people feel. And I don't mind people coming out and saying, this is how I feel, and they shouldn't be attacked. People shouldn't go at them or tell them that there's a problem with them even asking questions or just saying that I don't understand why. Like, those, that's okay.
We kick people out of blackness so fast.
Right.
I know we're protective and we're damaged and we all have dealt with trauma. But the thing I was saying it yesterday, man, like, I just find the actual events and the opinions go away in 72 hours. Because we don't really care about this. Mm-mm. If I'm being honest, nobody really gives that much of a fuck about the royal wedding. I mean, I'm sure people take off to work, they'll have fun, they'll have parties. Mm-hmm. They are hitting it for the fun part. They will be done with it and be like, I don't give a fuck about this. I'm moving on to the next thing. Those who feel traumatized by it, that have felt, you know, that have ill feelings towards the royal family and the whole fucking circus around them,
I understand that too.
They're gonna constantly be mad anyway, because that shit's always in the news cycle. Those motherfuckers right. always doing. But now they gotta watch people party that look like them sometimes, you know. And honestly, that shit just happens. It is what it is. Like, every black person has experienced that, you know. I have learned how to let people cook, but I'm 40 now, you know, almost 40. So like, now I'm like, you got it. Like, I understand when you can't push a wave by yourself, but it also, it's not fair that a wave will turn around and collapse on you and drown you, which happens a lot too, because we attack so often, we fight so much, because when you're in the middle of a fight, an olive branch is a weapon.
Right.
Ain't no peace, you know. And I think that's what happens, so we end up in these endless circles of fighting and kicking people out of blackness and stuff. But you know, especially today, because for some reason my Facebook know what it's doing. It was just showing me all the partying tweets yesterday, but today I got to see some of the Facebook, like, where people are like, well, what about this, what about that? And I'm like, yeah, you should be able to have that opinion without someone being like, and you are a bad black person.
Right. Because, and like I said, because everybody's different, but I do not kick people out of blackness. Like,
I mean, hold up. We do. Let's not. It's just not for this. I mean, look, Jason Whitlock, fuck him. Stacey Dash, fuck. People on a list that I'm just like, you are so anti-black. You hate black people. You fucking, like, the things you said and done, it's like, it's very simple. The reason people aren't feeling that way about Meghan Markle, she hasn't really said or done anything
correct
towards black. Like, if she was Omarosa and had Omarosa's track record, no, people wouldn't be celebrating that.
Yes, it would be a problem.
It'd be many less black women celebrating that. But you know, she's kind of not said much, so you're able to put on her what you want. So if you want it to be a positive experience, you can just be like, it's positive. If you want to be a negative experience, you can correlate some negative things towards her, because she's kind of just a blank avatar for most people. She's not very outspoken on a lot of this shit. So you know, people are projecting both ways with it. But yeah, we come on, Karen, we kick people out of blackness all the time, but it's gotta be some coon shit.
Yeah, as a totality, yes. Yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, those people are very fucked up, and their opinions about black people is very fucked up.
I just find it weird when it's like, I see people who agree 95% of the time that are like, we disagree on this thing, immediately send you to Coonsylvania. Your ass is gone.
No, I don't function like that.
But we've seen it. I see it all the time. Yeah,
I do too.
You know, I just hate to see people do it. And I don't know, I'm starting to absorb this shit. Mm-hmm. And it just make me feel weird to see people go at each other's throats like that, when I'm like, but why would this even be that serious to you? Yeah. You know, like, what can you examine beneath the surface of this issue that's making you feel this strongly? Because it ain't this.
No.
You ain't getting an invite to this wedding. So what is it? You know, it's like our attachment to the Obamas. It's so much shit to that. It's not as simple as, you know, when people go at it, it's a reason that black people feel a certain way, because it's bigger than just that family.
Yes,
and it's bigger than the White House, and it's bigger than the office of president.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge ass thing to unpack. You can have the conversation, but you gotta be careful. You gotta be gentle with each other. And I feel like that gentleness is missing.
Right. And it needs to be extended to both sides.
Anyway, let's move on to something else. Oh, you know what? We haven't done this week. Might as well get ready to get the hefty bags. Tie them up together. Time to take out the trash. Naya Rivera was arrested for domestic battery in West Virginia. Former Glee star Naya Rivera has been arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery in Kanawha County, West Virginia. On Saturday, the county sheriff confirmed to E! News that the 30-year-old actress was arrested last night and waited to be arraigned. WSAZ first reported the news and stated investigators say she was charged with domestic battery. They tell us it involves her husband at their home.
Oh,
Big Sean sent out a tweet partying with a little black girl cussing, talking about, I fucking told you. Soon after the news confirmed, Kalia Gunderson shared a video of the arraignment on Twitter, which showed the teary actress in front of a judge. You've been charged with a misdemeanor domestic battery. Do you know what you've been charged with? Yes, Sean, she says quietly. According to Kalia's following tweets, criminal complaint states Rivera's husband Ryan Dorsey told police she struck him in the head and bottom lip when they were walking with their child.
Holy shit.
Yep. Gotta keep your hands off people.
Come on. Both yeah. Don't be touching no grown adult. Don't touch children either.
Man, a lot of women this week. Angela Lansbury says women must sometimes take the blame for sexual harassment. Murder she nope. Dame Angela Lansbury believes women must sometimes take the blame in sexual misconduct cases. I mean, if they did it, that's one thing. But just to say these men can't help themselves? Come on.
Mm-mm.
She's 92. She claimed women's desire to make themselves attractive had backfired on us. But speaking in the wake of sexual harassment scandal in Gulf of Hollywood and Westminster, she said inappropriate behavior had to stop. She said, we have to own up to the fact that women since time immemorial have gone out of their way to make themselves attractive, and unfortunately it's backfired on us, and this is where we are today. We must sometimes take blame, although it's awful to say that we can't make ourselves look as attractive as possible without being knocked down and raped. the amount of people who give a opinion on these things and don't read shit infuriates me. It really does. There are so many articles. Like, I've...
Yeah, people don't educate.
I am at my wit's end of, with uninformed commentary on this thing. These things go into excruciating detail. If you don't have a heart to read them, shut the fuck up. It's that fucking simple. If you do have a heart to read them, then have some fucking compassion and at least be informed, and you'll see everybody thought of that. You know? And then, not to mention just the principle of the shit. What you doing walking around here looking attractive? You know it's okay to rape you now, right? It's your fault. I mean, you gotta take some of the blame. As if rape isn't about power.
Right.
All these rich, powerful men assaulting women in much less powerful positions, and yet somehow it's just about whether or not they're attractive? That's the only rule? Mm-mm. Fuck out of here. She told the radio line, should women be prepared for this? No, they shouldn't have to be. There's no excuse for that. I think it will stop now. It will have to, she said. It won't stop because of opinions like that.
Right.
That's why I won't stop. It's frustrating. She also talked about how she married a gay man. I had no idea I was marrying a gay man. I found him such an attractive individual. He wanted to marry. He was fascinated with me, but only because he had what he had seen on screen, really. It was a terrible error I made as a very young woman, but I don't regret it. So, anyway. All right, D'Angelo. God damn it. Just hopped out of the grave to say that shit. Al Franken acknowledges his behavior crossed the line with too many women. Yeah, no shit. I mean, I would...
ain't this the man that when he went up there, they was like, any more people gonna come out? And he couldn't even tell them.
Yeah, he couldn't. I don't, by the way, I always believe that.
Right. You don't know who else is gonna come out.
I don't think that the guys who do these things think of them as sexual encounters. I don't think they think of them as violating someone's body.
Right.
I made this a comparison on the show, and the more I think about it, the more apt it is. It's very similar to white women wanting to touch black women's hair.
Right.
Like, it's not, like, not that it's not sexual and shit, but it's a violation on a level that black people will remember forever. White woman ain't gonna remember touching your fro.
No, she ain't. She ain't going about her business.
She done asked, she done put her hands in many a fro without asking or with asking or whatever. And to them, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, not unless somebody be like, bitch, get out my hair. You'll remember that interaction.
Right. Then it's a big deal because you made it a big deal. It's not a big deal to them because, and that's if they, honestly, that's if they think that's a big deal, Karen.
Right.
They might look at it like, oh, Karen's crazy and just walk away, you know? But yeah, I think that is a huge thing is when these guys say, I don't know, they probably don't. He's like, man, I was grabbing ass every picture I took back then. Obviously, if I knew it was going to come back when I was a fucking senator and women were going to keep popping up, I would have been like, I'm not going to do that. But I didn't just stop at two. Like, I didn't remember four. I didn't remember, like, four come out. Now I'm like, damn, I must have did it four times. Five come out. I guess I did it five. That must be how it works. You know what I mean? I say this as a dude that literally, like, being awkward must have been very beneficial for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't say that as some, I'm just such a better man. I just literally be like, don't touch me, I don't touch you, unless we are friends or there's some type of agreement. I meet people sometimes and I'm like, is a hug the appropriate, what are we doing? You know, I don't want to be weird.
Right.
You know,
make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. And I've done that pre and post internet. It's not like, it's just my quirk. It has worked out for me in a way that, you know, that I couldn't have imagined, but at the same time that, you know, I get that I know I'm the weird one when it comes to that. I also have not clubbed. I wasn't single in these ages where these dudes were going out. You know, these dudes probably go to a bar. It's like, I'm gonna grab a handful of this ass. Look, grab these titties. Ha ha ha. Isn't this funny? You know, like to them, but now you're hearing what women think and it ain't. And yeah, I guarantee he don't remember how many, but, yeah. He is not giving up his job, by the way. He says he's gonna regain the trust of Minnesotans after two more women came forward. So
yeah, I think he got another what, 2-3 years before he up for re-election,
something like that. Yeah, they'll forget by then.
That's the whole point.
They'll move on. I mean, unless they run a woman, no man they elect's gonna be able to get up there and say he ain't done nothing to a woman that was wrong ever. I mean, what are the odds of that? Anita Hill said Joe Biden's apology is not enough. Joe Biden made a recent apology for his handling of the 1991 Senate testimony after the then Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas. Against then Supreme Court Clarence Thomas. Here's the thing. That happened in 1991. Documentaries and movies have been made about this shit. Old Uncle Joe, who everybody loves, he's overly affectionate in photos with women and stuff. It's a running joke basically to a lot of people. So far that we know, none of these women have complained, but it is a running joke. I'm not saying this to besmirch the man, but it is what it is, and you gotta keep it real. Played a huge role in tarring and feathering Anita Hill during the Clarence Thomas hearing in 1991. People still have great affection for him. It should say a lot about this country that he voted for the crime bill,
mm-hmm.
and played a significant role with this Anita Hill shit, and many people expected that he would have beat Donald Trump if he ran instead of Hillary Clinton, who didn't vote for the crime bill even though she said super predators and didn't have shit to do with Anita Hill in that hearing. But still, it says a lot that her shit stayed with hers, with him, her and his shit. For the most part, black people love Uncle Joe. Memes going around, all kinds of shit. Fiercely defensive of, Obama and Democrats in general. Life is complicated. I'll just put it that way. And it's very interesting. But yeah, she don't accept that apology. Said it ain't enough. She said to show leadership on this issue on behalf of women's equality. He said, I'm sorry if she felt she didn't get a fair hearing. That's sort of an I'm sorry if you're offended, she said, which is true. Biden, who chaired the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing considering Thomas's Supreme Court nomination, was asked November 13th about his widely criticized handling of Hill's testimony that Thomas had sexually harassed her when they worked together. Hill's testimony led to attacks on his credibility. Thomas, meanwhile, was narrowly confirmed to the high court. Let's get something straight here. I believe Anita Hill. I voted against Clarence Thomas, Biden said. I'm so sorry that she had to go through what she went through. The only issue in the Anita Hill case was whether or not there could be information submitted in a record without a name attached to it, anonymously accusing someone of something. He continued, referring to the criticisms that other women were not permitted to testify against Thomas. Neither Biden nor Thomas would comment on Hill's remarks, reported in the Washington Post. Hill said Biden's apology omits his role in what happened. He also doesn't understand that it wasn't just that how I felt, that I felt it was not fair. It was that women were looking at the Senate Judiciary Committee and his leadership to really open the way to have these kinds of hearings. They should have been using best practices to show leadership on this issue on behalf of women's equality, and they did just the opposite. Hill also said she does not feel Biden has taken responsibility for victimization she experienced as a result of the hearing. Hill drew parallels between the Senate hearing and how women who have reported workplace sexual harassment still are forced into a process where you know you're not going to be treated fairly. Corporate human resource department and other internal ways of reporting sexual misconduct often have the effect of protecting the employer, not the complainant, she pointed out. Yep, so Joe out here with that sorry if you're offended type apology, which I can understand why she would be like, fuck that shit. Roy Moore dated young ladies for their purity, his pastor friend says. That's right. The church is defending this pedophile. A prominent right-wing preacher appeared alongside Senate candidate Roy Moore at a campaign rally just days ago, said Moore dated teen girls because of their purity, because when he got back from Vietnam, there weren't any women his age left to date.
What, 7 billion people? However many billion people in the world.
Really,
whatever year you born, a bunch of people born that same year, dog. What is we talking about here?
Pastor Flip Bent, and then he had to go all the way to 16 because, you know, man, nobody at 18, no, at 19, 21, no 25, college girls.
I mean,
he just had to date high school girls, guys. Pastor Flip Benham told a local Alabama radio show on Monday that there was nothing wrong with more dating teenage girls. Judge Roy Moore graduated from West Point and then went on to served in Vietnam, came back and was in law school. All of the ladies, or many of the ladies that he possibly could have married, were not available then. They were already married, maybe somewhere, so he looked in a different direction, always with the permission of the parents of the younger ladies. By the way, if I have to ask permission of your parents, and I'm a grown ass man, we can't date.
What?
By the way, the lady he's married to now, Miss Kayla.
Your mama, I don't need to be fucking with you.
Miss Kayla was a younger woman. He said he did that because there's something about a purity of a young woman that is something that is good. That's true. That's straight. And he looked for that. Not these old hoes washed up. Moore himself is
being a predator. That's what you're talking about.
Right. Moore himself has strenuously denied that he made inappropriate sexual advances on these multiple women who've come through. Including one who says he sexually assaulted her when she was 16 years old, and another who says he initiated a sexual encounter when she was just 14.
Right, and so nobody's in the church stand up and be like, you got to go. Both of y'all got to go. How dare you stand up in front of me, preaching the word of God in my face, and you allow this to happen, and you say it's okay? There's something wrong with you.
Gabby Douglas says she was abused by that USA gymnastics doctor that abused all those other girls.
It makes sense.
Yeah, man, that's why, you know, when I said I think people should be gentle with each other, and I was using her as an example, but I was saying kind of even the people you don't like, sometimes you got to be gentle with them, because with sexual assault shit, you don't know. And I think I'd love to see the science on, and maybe we'll get this one day, a long time from now probably, I would love to see the science on draggings, quote unquote, and when they're effective and when they're not.
Right.
Because I think dragging,
that's a study that I think one day, like the generation now, one day somebody gonna do this, just like everybody be like, oh, this is the first time we've had this study about diversity. It's gonna be like, this is the first time we've had these studies about people's interaction on social media. It's bound to happen. And I'm not talking about no small stuff, I'm talking about big study, because as the years goes on, people will be able to curate these things and go over and comb and get all this information together, and it's gonna be interesting, the results.
Yeah, I think dragging as a tactic, I've seen it over the years, and I don't know that it's about educating people.
It's not.
I think it's at this point way more about entertainment.
Right.
Way more about self-promotion, way more about retweets and likes and shit. That's just the way it is. That's how social media is designed to be. We get a little bit of a dopamine burst when we get a like and a favorite. That's, you know, the same way that they used to have phone games work. Social media uses those same type of algorithms.
Yeah, they do.
The same way that I go on Facebook and I don't see nuanced critiques of Meghan Markle's marriage, I see either haters or celebrators. Like, it is what it is. It's designed to give us a personalized, customized experience that will somehow trigger to fire these neurons in our brain or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw people going at Gabby about her hair. You know, it was a lot of that, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, those people are human too. They were triggered, they were upset and all that stuff, and it makes you feel powerful in the moment to drag somebody. It definitely does. Right. It makes you feel super self-righteous and nothing's wrong, and there's no nuance, you know, people immediately go out of control, but you know what? Those are the tweets that get the most boost. You know, a person makes a slight infraction, next thing you know, you're talking about that person's family and the photos they took and disabilities or mental issues, and you're just all over the place because these are the things that will make people go, ha, 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 damn, you cold, whatever. Happens to everybody. I don't know anyone who hasn't done it, hasn't said something, whatever. I try to live by the rule, if I wouldn't say it to your face, I'm not trying to say it in your mentions or any of that shit. But that's my thing. But yeah, even with the way she talked, a lot of times, because sexual assault happens so often, a lot of times even the quote unquote pick me women are still talking from a place of, I was sexually assaulted, and these are the control factors that I like to believe in would have saved me.
Correct.
If I wouldn't dress this way, if this doesn't happen to bad girls, this doesn't happen to good girls, it happens to bad girls, I wasn't good enough, you know, things of this nature, where it's like self-blame, it's a bunch of psychological shit to work through. And I don't know that coming for her hair is gonna help her any faster work through this. I don't know that she'll ever work through it. I don't know that she won't fucking believe this to the day she dies. I don't know. But a lot, but this kind of does make sense. The same way, you know, when you see those videos of black dudes that are like, if you respect the police, they'll you like to believe that, of course.
Right.
Of course you need to believe that. It doesn't matter how many videos you see where the person absolutely respected the police and got killed. It doesn't matter. You have to believe you would be safe because you don't want to live in a world where random bad shit happens to people who did nothing to deserve it.
Correct.
And so I think, and you know, and obviously she must have some type of beef with her teammates. I don't understand that beef. I'm out of it. I don't know that much. But yeah, it makes sense that she said that shit. And then we find out, oh, it was me too. Cause she tweeted me too after that, but we didn't really know. And her teammates were talking about this doctor. They weren't talking about, I went to a club dressed a certain way. I don't know where she came at that from, but yeah, it didn't save you. It wouldn't save them. It was just a ridiculous thing to say in that moment. It did, you know, I understood why you can't stop people from coming for people, but I understood why people came for, but you know, and like I said, maybe it's empathy overload, but I'm like, yeah, this, I can see how you would arrive at that conclusion to feel like this won't happen to me again.
Right. And it's one of the things where every woman and most young girls, particularly young black girls who actually get abused, you know, at a higher rate than any other group of women statistically, because people don't care about brown children. The one thing they do have in common is that they've been sexually assaulted, harassed, had something sexually said to them throughout their life. Like, that's a common factor. It's common for women in general.
Right.
And so it's very hurtful when just about every single solitary woman on the face of the earth, even young girls, have had something. That's something that we all have in common. And so it's almost a tie that bonds us. That's why white women can get behind each other, and the black people that, you know, the black women that they consider safe, or either when it's or unless it's inconvenient, then, you know, we don't believe you either. But it's just one of those things where that's why a lot of times it's very hurtful when these things happen. Like, it's very hurtful for her to say that, because everybody looking, and they might have known she'd had abuse too, but they might not have said anything. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where they're looking at her like, girl, why would you say some bullshit like this? Like, it's almost like you feel betrayed, you know? But
yeah, that's where the anger comes from.
Right. And the thing is, even the people that quote unquote say the things, like you said, because that's their coping mechanism, and that's sad, but it's their coping mechanism to cope with the situation, because everybody always wants to be in control. Nobody wants to be in a situation where they're not in control.
Right.
And so
that's why black people believe in respectability. Like, it's a thing that will protect me.
Right.
And it won't, but it makes you feel that way.
Right. And even though the reality is, yes, I've been sexually assaulted, harassed, or touched inappropriately, whatever, something been right. said to me, and I felt like I had no control, so I have to make these control parameters, even though it's not realistic. So these are the parameters I set for myself, so I'm going to push my agenda on you, regardless if that's a reality for you or not.
Yeah,
you
know? Angela Lansbury was, what, 92 or some shit, 94? She's saying the same thing Gabby was saying 2 weeks ago. Like, maybe it'll never go away, but I don't know. I mean, you hope people grow out of that. You hope people realize, because some of that is self-blame, and you hope people go, it's not my fault. That man, I did nothing to covet that. I did nothing to attract that. It's not because of what I had on. That dude's a sick person that was doing that to everybody, you know? But like I said, it's all kind of sad to me. Anyway. All right, we got to get ready to wrap up, man. We got to go watch, gotta go watch our shit, man. Gotta watch The Crisis on Two Earths. Or Earth X, I mean.
Yes!
I don't know what we're gonna do for dinner now that I ran up all this time.
I don't know. I was gonna cook, but I don't know.
I know. My bad, y'all. Well, wait. My bad to us. I don't y'all probably happy for this extra 30 minutes. Anyway, guys, sword ratchet this time.
A black woman cooking, can y'all believe that? What?
I've been cooking too. As a white woman of color. Except I use spices and stuff. all right. Let's see here. A 3-foot sword found near victim killed in a violent attack and a homeless man is arrested.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, this dude has some shit on his face. Woo.
Ah!
What is up with his face?
I don't know. Can I see you talking?
Like, he got the weapon from Kroll on it. Is it Kroll? Y'all ever seen that with the Kevin Sorbo movie? It had the fucking... I don't know. Y'all might know this if y'all some nerds. Homeless Florida man was arrested and charged with murder after a 3-foot sword was found near a victim.
What's happening?
Right? What was that on his last airbender shit on his face?
I don't know.
Was found in a near
like
the
a ninja star.
Mm-hmm. Near the victim in a violent attack. The authorities received a 911 call after someone covered in blood lying next to the railroad tracks in Lake Worth, about 10 miles south of, who cares. Responding authorities found a man dead from visible injuries consistent with a violent attack. A 3-foot sword was also found near the victim. After witnesses and a person of interest were interviewed, George Livingston, 51, was arrested on a charge of second degree murder. It appears that the suspect and the victim, David Beckham, 58, got into an altercation which led to the stabbing. Both men lived in a homeless camp near the scene of the apparent attack. Livingston made his first appearance before a judge and is being held on bond pending a full hearing to determine whether he can be released from jail. It's unclear whether he entered the plea. Livingston is a convicted felon with past arrests, including aggravated stalking. He's not permitted to carry a weapon, the newspaper reported. Well, he going to jail now.
Yeah, you're going to jail now.
Tomorrow we'll probably be doing the podcast recap of The Walking Dead at 8.
Okay.
I didn't reach out to anybody about being a guest because I knew we'd be doing it a little later than normal. But we'll be on Crowdcast and see you guys live there to recap The Walking Dead and end the week. Of course, on Friday morning is when I'll be doing Ballsy Sports with Justin. And hopefully I'll be able to reach out to Chris and Aaron and see if we can do a nerd off Friday afternoon. Until then, and I'll let you guys know about This Is Us with me and Bossy. This Too Much. All right, until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.